USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89-10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. The man accused in last month's Hanukkah party stabbing is pleading not guilty to the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mexico is taking action against a migrant caravan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying that the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister that the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on that Guatemalan report.
A federal judge on Thursday postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States during the Trump transition period. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate formally receives articles of impeachment against President Trump, many Democratic senators are calling for fairness in a Senate trial, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, tells everyone,
Chuck Schumer is not seeking the truth. If you think Chuck Schumer is trying to find out what happened here, you're missing a lot. He's trying to make the argument if you don't call a witness, you're trying to cover up for the president. The truth of the matter is that Chuck Schumer is willing to destroy executive privilege.
President Trump's signing of a landmark trade agreement with China is sure to help many farmers in middle America. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News this is a big deal for farmers in her state.
Well, it was historic. This trade agreement will have a real impact on real everyday people. For decades, we've been treated unfairly by China and their trade practices. They protected their markets. They've manipulated their regulations. And what this agreement does is it really, for the first time, gives us a fairness issue that we can take to the bank. So our farmers and ranchers in South Dakota are thrilled that this is through phase one, that they now have the ability to do what they do best, and that's feed the world. The president just never stops. So no matter what the distractions are, he keeps working and follows through on his word. He said 2 years ago that he would renegotiate this trade agreement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.